did you know that all beliefs, behaviors, and decisions are based on previously stored memories? If you want to make any true change and make it last, you must reach below the level of awareness. Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki Goldman, and welcome to Conscious Change Through Hypnosis. Listen each Monday, 4:30 to 5:30, on ThriveTalkRadio.com and experience a practical way to take the steering wheel of your life and direct it as you wish. Good afternoon and welcome to Conscious Change Through Hypnosis with Dr. Nikki Goldman. I'm Heidi Papakristos, with your producer for today, and I want to welcome you all to the show. We're going to be talking today about your values and how to focus your time and your money into the priorities that match your values. And Dr. Nikki, you know, there's a lot of demands this time of the year. It's hard to make decisions, which events to go to, how much money to spend. I always feel so exhausted by the end of the day. And you said something previously about basing your choices on values. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, we all have our own individual values. Of course, many people have similar values. But you need to ask yourself, what is it that's most important in my life? And, of course, many people say family. They have other ideas that are obvious to them. But values go a little bit deeper than that. So, for example, a sense of belonging, that might be important to somebody. A sense of independence, a sense of freedom, okay? Now, I had a client not too long ago, actually it was quite a while ago, it was a couple of years ago, and she had her children in some kind of theater or something or other where you pay however much money to have your children participate in the theater. Well, one of the requirements was that you paid your money, you took your child there on rehearsals, one of the requirements was to purchase some snacks to donate to the organization, and then they resold them to the children, which, you know, I agreed with her, it's a little bit much. And she said, well, why should I even do that? I'm already paying them money. And I said, well, yes, absolutely. And while I do agree that, you know, you're paying for the item and then they're selling it to your children during the break time, the fact is it gives your children a sense of belonging. So even though you might not really want to because it seems like a little bit of overkill, if you value the sense of belonging, then that would be a reason to do it. Does that ring true? I mean, is that something that you can understand?
Yeah, no, it does. And definitely, I mean, I don't want to sit there and be spending money on things that don't make any sense within the context of what we do or what we want to put our priorities on.
Right. And I said to her, if you don't like the values of that particular organization, well, you've already joined it for right now. Don't rejoin and find an organization that is more meeting with your particular values. But you still can spend this money and this time and this energy on something that you do value, which is helping your children have a sense of belonging. Now, let's talk about some different values. For example, let's say independence. Now, for some people, a sense of independence is actually the opposite of belonging. They have a stronger need to be just for who they are, independent of other people's opinions, independent of other people's groups. They prefer spending their time, their energy, and money on things that are independent. So I had a client who was spending a lot of time with her obligations to various places for her business with regard to holiday events, and gatherings and things of that sort. And when we questioned her and discovered that she really valued independence and a sense of belonging was not important to her, I mean, to some degree, of course, it was in order to be able to do her job, but most of her value was in being independent, being able to pick up and do what she wanted to do, focusing on the, I think she liked reading or something, you know, independent like that. She liked independent sports. She liked some kind of dance that was not ballroom dancing where you require a partner, but I guess modern dance or something along those lines. So that's where her values were. And once she discovered that, she readjusted how she spent her time, her energy, and her money. She stopped spending all this money on during the holiday time on gifts for people that she didn't care about, didn't interact with, didn't feel important. And she started focusing on the things that were important to her. And she ended up being so much less tired because we talked about her sense of obligation. And we talked about how do you fulfill your own belief about what you feel you're obligated to. We all have some degree of obligation to each other. And we all get to choose what obligation we believe is ours. And if you choose it for yourself rather than letting other people dictate to you, and you meet those expectations and those obligations, then you're free, you're not exhausted anymore. So, for example, she was going to a number of different holiday parties just because she thought, well, she was just kind of not thinking, actually, just kind of going along. And then she realized she felt an obligation to go to a couple of business associates because they gave her a lot of business, and she, you know, that was an obligation. It's just kind of assumed, give and take, and so she went. And she was able to make choices about events that she did not want to go to and did not feel obligations to. And the same thing is true with family. So you may have, let's say you have a very large family, and maybe you have a bunch of different events and different family things. Maybe they don't all get together in the one place, or they do, but there are several events. You get to decide your value and your belief of what you owe to these people in your life. So once you realize that, and once you realize you have a limited amount of time, a limited amount of money, a limited amount of energy, you get to prioritize what's most important for you to spend those things on.
Yeah, I think that's such a critical point, and I think that's what we see a lot of the frustrations with family members. I mean, I certainly have experienced it myself, is we feel like we have this obligation to be at these events and we dread it. And you know, half the time we wind up perceiving this event as being worse than it actually really is, but because we it's not really matching, I don't know, maybe it's not matching our values or our choices, then we build it up into this huge issue, and then we resent it.
Exactly. And the truth of the matter is, when you make your own choice, so let's say, for example, you feel obligated to go to, oh, I don't know, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, whatever your particular thing is. And you really believe, well, your parents, your brother, your sister, whatever it might have been, they're good people, they're caring people. Now, maybe you don't interact much with one sibling or another during the year. But you do know that that sibling would be there to support you if, you know, you needed something, you could call them up and they'd be there for you. So you do believe that you want to show support in return, and so so you decide you're going to go to that person's event. Now, when you're making the choice to do so from your own belief of your own obligation rather than feeling obligated because they make you obligated, you're much freer to enjoy yourself because you're just matching what you believe you need to do for your own particular values.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And I think we see that over and over again with people. You've done something for me, now I feel obligated to you. And sometimes, like you said, sometimes it's easy and you want to do it because you're helping them out. And sometimes somebody does something for you just so you will be obligated. And
that's true. I hadn't thought about that, but yes. Manipulative people might do that. Yes, absolutely.
And I guess that's just where we sometimes have to put our radars on and just be aware of people. Maybe those aren't the people we want to be around or that we want to engage with.
Yes, and also if you have that happen to you, they give you something, let's say, you can graciously accept it and say thank you very much. And if you believe it wasn't given with sincerity, it was given for the purpose of creating obligation, then you can wean yourself from that person in your life. And if you can't, let's say it's somebody who is a family member and you cannot wean yourself, then you just continue to choose your own response to them. You accept it graciously. Well, if they end up getting mad at you because you are not obligated in return, they will start to phase themselves out of your lives because you're not serving their purpose. Is that something that you think would be easier for you if you saw something like that happen?
As far as like if I saw something happening where someone was manipulating me or giving to manipulate a gift out from me, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I could identify it and then find a way to just remove that person from my circle, or maybe even just being gracious that, you know, that's wonderful, but it's really not something I need, and you were so sweet to think to offer that, but I don't want you going out of your way when it's really not going to benefit me. And maybe
that's a great answer. Yeah, that's great, Heidi.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to, we've got a good break for a second. I want to quick just go in and pull in a commercial from our lovely sponsors. And by the way, you are listening to Conscious Change through Hypnosis. Sorry, little tongue-tied there. Conscious Change Through Hypnosis with Dr. Nikki Goldman. And you are listening to Thrive Talk Radio. We do welcome calls, so please feel free to call in at 914-338-1255. Again, that number is 914-338-1255. And here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Hi, this is Martine from Thrive Talk Radio. Do you ever forget to take your vitamins in the morning or your medicine? You know what? If you're like my wife, you never forget that morning cup of coffee. You need that energy boost in the morning. But sometimes when you drink that coffee, you feel acidy and you get the jitters. I know that's what happens to me if I don't drink a good cup of coffee. Recently, I've discovered Organo Gold from Papa's Cafe. This is so healthy and it's such a great gourmet coffee that I don't feel those jitters. I don't feel acidy. It's just a great cup of coffee. So if you want to try it out, go to trymyjava.com, trymyjava.com, or give them a call at 619-213-6366. That's 619-213-6366, and enjoy your coffee again.
Well, Welcome back, and our sponsor did want you to know they're doing custom gift Christmas baskets, gift baskets, whether you are Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or whatever. They do it all, and to give them a call at 619-213-6366 and give that special gift that is customized and rememberable to what you need. So thanks again to our sponsors, and you're on the air with Dr. Nikki in Conscious Change Through Hypnosis. So thank you for joining us. So we've been talking about how to prioritize your time and your money, particularly at this time of the year where it reflects your values. And that's something that I think we all probably have had challenges with from time to time. And we've been talking about how you can identify the and making sure you're fitting that. But Dr. Nikki, do you have any advice for people that maybe are having some difficulty identifying what's important to them?
Absolutely. So I play a little game with some people. But by the way, before I describe all that, I give lots of little tips to help you cope with stress and help you live your life according to your values. They can sign up at my website. That's drnikkigoldman.com, drnikkigoldman.com. And they're monthly tips, and they're very useful. So I want the listeners to know about that. Okay.
Great.
So let me tell you a little mental game you can play, and this is really how hypnosis comes into play to help you to achieve living your life according to your values and your highest good. I play a little mental game where I you pretend, supposing you only have 10 years to live. Now, I'm going to describe it, and I want the listeners to know that this is pretty limited the way I describe it. When you actually go into depth in the hypnotic state with this scenario, your actual values, and you get very delightfully surprised at things that come to you as to how you answer these questions. Okay, so first you say, if I had only 10 years to live, what would I do different with my life? What would I do the same? What would I do more of? And what would I do less of? And so people come up with it. Well, I would maybe shut down half of my work life because I've been working too much and spending a little bit more time with family or whatever, or travel more, whatever it is for them. And then you go through this process, and of course, during the hypnotic state, what I do is I draw people out more and more. I question things that they have said, and then I kind of guide them and direct them to really bring forth from their deeper self the real true values that they have. And then, of course, you go down 5 years and then 1 year to live. You do it 1 month to live. You do it 1 week, and you do it 1 day. Now, here's the interesting thing. When you go down to 1 day, it helps you to really zero in on your experience of life. And when you can zero in on just today, one moment at a time, then what you do, and you, of course, I bring forth how they actually would spend the time. They say, with this particular family member, or by myself at the beach, or, you know, whatever it might be. Then they can take that experience with them, because, well, then what I do is I say, of course, now we know you have the rest of your life to live, which is probably many, many more years than this. But they can take their daily experience and make their life much more rewarding based on the values that they came up with during the hypnotherapy process.
Wow, that is an awesome technique. I was sitting there kind of wondering as I was prepping the show and we were talking about the topics, and we really hadn't had a chance to talk much about this topic beforehand, which is kind of unusual for us. Usually we really have talked through these things. But I was sitting there thinking, you know, but it's so easy. Oh, well, you just choose things based on your value. But sometimes picking those things that are your values can be very hard, and particularly when you are having to pick and choose and somebody's going to be told no. That, but if you've got this exercise, really helps you to be feel very solid in the decisions you make.
Exactly. And let me offer another way to get confidence in making these decisions, because you're right, you will be saying no to somebody or another. Here's the bottom line. This is my personal belief, and it's been very useful for me, and I have observed the truth of this, okay? And, of course, all the listeners, feel free to take what works for you, leave the rest behind. So my personal belief is, if you are doing what's in your highest good, it will be in the highest good of those around you, or they will not any longer be a part of your life. When I do what's in my highest good, I believe that I'm bringing out the best in myself. Now, for those people who are around me, by my, number one, role modeling, doing what's in my highest good rather than giving in to what I think, you know, social pressure is, it role models it for them, and they get to do that as well. In addition, people who are supportive of people being themselves, their true selves, also get to be their true selves. And I believe we've been put on this earth here, fate, God, whatever you know, or nature, however you couch it, okay, for us to be our best selves, not the best selves that other people have told you you ought to be. And when you allow yourself to be your personal best and live your life according to those things that you value and that are important to you, then you attract other people who do the same.
Right.
And that helps them be their best.
Yeah. Very.
You know, we all have a certain amount of talents and things of that sort. And the talents that we have, we get to choose which one we want to focus on. I know that some people are very creative. I knew somebody who was excellent at carpentry work. Well, he actually was superior in carpentry work. Well, his personal value was to keep it as a hobby. He didn't want to make it into his business or his life's work. He wanted to keep it for just a pleasure, something he enjoyed. And we all know work gets to be just that, work. And he didn't want his joy of carpentry to turn into that. He just wanted to keep it as the pleasure of a hobby.
Well, you know, and that makes a lot of sense. I know that I have joked before. I do have a couple friends who are professional chefs, and I've had people encourage me to do baking or things like that, because I love to bake, and I actually don't do it that much anymore, just because usually what I bake is not very good for you. But and I've always said that they're like, well, you love it so much, why don't you do it for a living? And I've always said that I was afraid that if I did it for a living, that I would lose my joy for it. And I think about my friends who are professional chefs, and they spend all day making these fabulous, amazing gourmet meals, and then they come home and they throw Kraft macaroni and cheese in a pot because they're so tired, and they've been making all this great food, and all they can think of is ease, and or they go through the drive-thru or whatever. And invariably, you know, people think, oh, well, they've got weight on them because they're good cooks and they eat all their own cooking. But half the time it's because they're eating all this junk because they don't want to take the time for themselves anymore because they're too tired of it.
Exactly. And you actually brought out another point. You said you don't bake that much anymore because it's not good for you. So just implied in that statement was that what was good for you was less important at some other point in your life, and so you went ahead and baked because that value wasn't important, or it was important and you didn't realize it, or you just ignored that value. And there's an example of living your life not according to your values.
Right.
So now that your health is more important to you, you have a couple of choices. You can choose to not bake very often, or you can choose to find recipes that are more healthy for you. Because I've been to some people's homes where they love cooking and they're very health-oriented. They make the most delicious baked type goods that was actually healthy for you. So here's again where you can get to make your own choice. Now, I know we're running a little late, and there's probably another commercial coming up, and also I want to remind people, for free tips, go to my website, drnikkigoldman.com. That's D-R-N-I-K-K-I, Goldman, G-O-L-D-M-A-N.com.
Yep, absolutely. And let me tell the listeners, you know, everybody likes something for free, but what you're getting here is not just little freebies. These are good quality tips that I have used myself. I know a lot of business associates that they've found very helpful. So definitely try it out and see, put it to use. I think you will be amazed at just what an impact the techniques that Dr. Nikki can teach you are going to have in helping you out. So yeah, let's go ahead and take another commercial, and then we'll get back. We'll come back in with some calls and some messages from our listeners and help answer some of your questions. Again, your call-in number is 914-338-1255. Again, that's 914-338-1255.
Hello, my name is Randy Geary. I'm a retired police officer turned entrepreneur, and my lifestyle can be a bit hectic from time to time. That being said, I'm not afraid to admit to needing an occasional energy boost, but I worry about the typical energy drinks on the market due to the fact they tend to play it close to the vest when it comes to what's contained in their drink blends. Not the case with Organo Gold Coffees. I love the rich flavors and can relax knowing the quality and ingredients are first rate. Give Papa's Cafe a call today at 619-213-6366 or go to their website at www.trymyjava.com and experience the healthy energy of Organo Gold Coffee.
Welcome back, and again, I would like to encourage our listeners, if you're not real comfortable with calling in, we love to get emails from you. We're happy to either read those emails on the air or else answer those for you privately if you're a little anxious about your topic being discussed on the air. So you can email Dr. Nikki with your questions at Dr. Nikki, D-R-N-I-K-K-I, at Dr. Nikki Goldman, drnikkigoldman.com. And just let us know if you want your question read on air or answered privately, and then we can come back to you on that. Having said all that, we do have a caller. So I'm going to bring our caller online, and you are on the air with us. Caller, may I have a name, please?
My name is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Thank you for calling the show. How can we help you?
Well, I've got a question. Given my personal situation, I need to put, I'm putting basically everything that I'm buying for Christmas on my credit cards, and I know that I'm going to end up having to pay, you know, to work hard the rest of the year to pay it off, and I'm just really worried that I won't be able to pay off the credit cards, and so I want to have a good Christmas. I want my family to have a good Christmas. So I'm trying to, you know, how do I get past the anxiety of trying to do all of this?
Very
well, interesting thing, Brent. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just responding. Go ahead, Dr. Nikki.
Okay. So, Brenda, here's the thing. Are you doing things that are based on your values? Because for some people, they don't mind working the rest of the year to pay off these debts. They're very workaholics, and they need a reason to work. You've heard that song, I owe, so off to work I go. So that supports their values. They want to be workaholics. They love working. They love spending lots of money. and they don't mind the working. Does this sound like you, or is it causing you anxiety that you don't want to be spending the rest of the year working just for this?
I really don't want to be spending the whole rest of the year working to pay this back.
Okay, so then the next question is this based on your previous habits of spending this much money and that you're finding you're stuck and you can't get away from it? Is it based on social, not pressure, well, I guess social pressure or the environment, this is what everybody's doing and you're kind of caught up on it. What is it based on, Brenda?
I think that's a little bit of both. I've always been a person that really gets into the holidays, and I like to be able to give. And I do think that there's a little bit of pressure, whether it's pressure that I'm putting on myself or pressure from externally, where I do feel like I need to, you know, be able to give people presents during the holidays.
So what does it do for you to give people presents for the holidays?
It makes me feel, it makes me feel good to see a smile on their face and to be able to meet their needs.
Okay. So here's the thing. When you do things for people, see, the presents and the money that you spend really just represents your time and your energy and your thoughtfulness about them. And, of course, many people have gotten away from that with regard to presents. So if you were to take some time to remind yourself of that, this is because I want to see a smile on their face, because I want to help them fulfill a need that they have. What is the need that you want to fulfill? Is it just simply joy? Is it comfort to know that they have a caring person in their life, such as yourself, that will be there to help support, giving them pleasure?
Yeah,
now, once
I
you...
Go ahead, Brenda. I want to see them smile. I want to see them happy, knowing that they've got somebody that loves them and that is wanting to show them by giving them something that I do love them.
Okay, good. So it takes more thought, actually, to think of something to purchase for them that costs less money than it does to purchase something that costs more money. If you begin to focus more on spending time and thoughtfulness about them and begin to foster that through the year of saying that you've come up with this idea and I am spending time and energy to think of you, and that's the part that gives them the smile and that's the part that gives them the feeling of support, I think you'll begin to come to the place where you know, you're making better decisions. Because you also don't want to trade their smile for your frown. You know,
right.
If it's stressing you out that much, it's not worth it for the little bit of pleasure. And I'm sure if you were to talk them with them, they would agree with you. So you might want to start earlier in the year talking about it and beginning to foster different values with your family members and friends. I know one family, I think there are 11 siblings, adult siblings, and they, for the kids, they buy presents all for the kids, and the adults, they just do they pick a name, and each person gets one present from just a person. And this way you're still involved in the festivities, but you're not overstressing yourself. I know for Hanukkah, I know families who use one present per night for each child, and one of the values was they open one present each night and they get to cherish that one present as opposed to opening a whole bunch all at once. And that was the value for them. Now, I remember speaking with them years ago when they first started this, when their children were little, and it was very hard because they partly were so caught up in everything that was going on around them, especially this particular family. Christmas is so lively, and this, and often Hanukkah was earlier in the season than Christmas. But they stuck to it. They really worked at it. They stuck to it. One present per night. Cherish that present. Play with that present before you go on to the next one. So, yes, it's hard, Brenda, and it will be worth it in the end. I hope I've helped you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, Brenda, and you're definitely not alone in this. We had another listener who emailed us in with some similar questions, so you know, Dr. Nikki, of course, will be following up with that individual as well. They were trying to really determine the time versus the money and, you know, spending all their time at work or else spending the time with the family, but then being stressed out because they weren't going to get everything done at work. And it really comes down to how do you choose and how do you explain that to your family? And maybe Dr. Nikki, if you've got a second, we are getting a little bit tight on time, but maybe we could spend a few minutes just talking about some ways of maybe talking to your family, helping them to understand that things may be a little bit different this year. I may not be as home as much, or we may not be able to go take the trip or all the gifts. I think that would be very helpful.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I like to encourage people to rely upon with our instant messaging and email and texting and all of that sort of thing, we place less emphasis on really listening to what is being said to us. It's all in a hurry and quick. I believe in taking a pen and paper, and whether it's somebody who's close by, you can just hand them the paper, or somebody you actually write a letter to and mail it. You will discover, interestingly enough, people will listen more to what you are truly saying when you write it down. And that would be the best thing that I would suggest. You know, there's a lot more details that I can go into that will be useful. But if you just do that one thing, you will discover a whole different change in the relationship that you have with whomever it is will be far more improved. I used to do this, by the way, if we have another minute or two.
Sure.
With my husband, years and years ago when we first got married, I noticed that he wasn't quite listening to the actual point I was trying to make, because conversation goes quickly and, you know, we're all thinking about what we're thinking about while we're listening at the same time. So I wrote these things down, and it was incredible the change that I discovered because he really got what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was laughing as you said that, because I'm thinking sometimes I find that I have to sit there and literally pull my husband away from his computer and look him eye to eye to get him to hear me and actually, you know, focus in. And in many cases, it's actually literally to get him hear everything I'm saying, not to necessarily really understand, but otherwise, I may ask him a couple hours later or a day later, and he will not remember me having asked this question or said anything at all. And I joke that I've learned if he's looking at his computer, not to expect him to remember what I'm saying or to hear me.
Good for you.
It does take some work and some energy sometimes. You know, we've got about 6 minutes left, so we've got one email left in our bag that we hadn't already addressed. So I'm going to go ahead and read that. And the letter says, "Dear Dr. Nikki, this time of year has become so commercialized. I find it harder every year trying to keep my children focused on the spirit of family and faith as opposed to I want this. Susie's got an iPad and I want one too. And so on. How can I get through to them?" Signed, Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. It depends upon the age of the children.
Lost connection. Dr. Nikki, I think we lost you. You might, if you can still hear me, call back in. So we are still live on the air, and we were talking about the values, and we had just had the question from a listener about how do we get our children to understand when we have this time of year when it's become so commercialized. So I'm not going to try and answer for Dr. Nikki. We're waiting for her to call back in. We've lost her call. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break for one of our others.
Got photos that need improvement? Freshen your photo. Old family shots that have gotten damaged? Freshen your photo. Want someone or something removed from a picture? Freshen your photo. At freshenyourphoto.com, we turn the pictures you have into the pictures you want. Add muscle, lose weight, lighten face lines, whiten teeth, fix darker off-color shots. See before and afters from dozens of happy customers at freshenyourphoto.com. That's freshenyourphoto.com.
So, you're listening to Conscious Change with through Hypnosis with Dr. Nikki Goldman. You can get more information from Dr. Goldman on her website at www.drnikkigoldman.com. That's drnikkigoldman.com. You can sign up for her newsletter there as well and get lots of great tips. She emails tips out regularly to her fans and wonderful information. I will tell you, definitely I would encourage you to check out our shows as well, some great information there. And if you've never tried hypnosis, definitely do that again. Let's see if we've got her back now.
Dr. Hello?
There?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. When did you lose me? What was I saying?
I just started answering our question from our email listener about, you said it depends upon what their age is.
Okay, how much time do we have left?
We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay, good. So it depends upon their age. If you start when they're young and you start to, one of the things that we did when my children were young for presents, we gave them little coupons that said that they could trade in that coupon for a day that they chose, that they didn't have to do their chores, or a coupon for a day where they get to choose an outing at the park or wherever they wanted. Now, of course, if you start when they're young, it's much easier. And I was saying that my daughter, when she was 21 for her 21st birthday, she did not expect any present because we're not big on presents. We really have enforced no value. Well, of course, for her 21st birthday, I wanted her to have some memory of it, so I bought her a nice piece of jewelry because I wanted her to remember her 21st birthday. But the point I'm trying to make is she came to realize that the value is not in the gift. The value is in the exchange, the emotional exchange with mm-hmm. each other. The bottom line is, if your kids are grown and you've already established the habit pattern mm-hmm. of getting caught up in the holiday season and you want to change it, start earlier in the year with letters about, in fact, right after this year, Christmas, start writing letters and saying, you know, I've been reflecting on our past holiday season. And I was thinking that my value is it's the joy of the thoughtfulness that I spend in thinking of you. And I would like to add that more to our next coming holiday. And if you start early in the season, or early in the year, and you continue to do that every couple of months, remind each other of that, it'll become easier when the holiday time comes.
Ah, very good. Well, and I love the idea of starting early. I mean, those of us who are parents out there listening, I'm sure we can all appreciate the first gift we're ever given from our child. You know, when they
right.
made us something, you know, the handprint on a piece of paper and they drew on it or whatever, and we never got rid of that. We couldn't bear to part with it. And so like you're saying, the importance of the giving and the exchange is something that means something to you than the technology. So wonderful tips. We are out of time today, listeners. I want to thank you for calling in and for spending your afternoon with us. Again, go and check out Dr. Nikki's website at www.drnikkigoldman.com and sign up for those free tips And we will see you next week online when we talk about family. Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody.